Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Yo, son!
One app is life.
It's not the one you should be underestimating.
Sasquatch, Godzilla, King Kong, Loch Ness.
We rap nerd now here, right?
Like, I can tell you were a nerd.
It's primal.
And that's raw, Carhartt girl.
Speaking of sneaky big tits,
are you out there fucking?
I'm doing that.
Years ago, I bought a millionaire Griffin. This was years ago, bro. Years ago.
Cypher Sounds. Peter Rosenberg. One app is life.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
And good night.
Oh, and shout out to everyone who subscribes to our Patreon. Patreon.com.
Thank you.
One app is life. Big Patreon episode coming this week yet again, just like last week. What do you got, Sife?
Hey, real quick, we got a lot to talk about today, but I just want to say DC area, DMV, Maryland, Virginia, and all that good shit. I'm going to be at the DC Improv August 17th. Huh?
I've been there.
August 17th through the 20th. And listen, it's one of the top five countries in the club. I really, really, really want to sell it out. I'm doing the small room. I think Cheryl Underwood's in the big room. I'm doing the small room. If I can't sell out the small room, I'm going to hang myself.
Is that
true?
Do
me a favor. No. Do me a favor. If you're in the DC area, this is your chance. All my WANAP fans, don't come alone. Bring some fucking people with you. Bring some work friends. Bring your lady.
What day does this thing start? Thursday
the 17th. Friday, Saturday, stand up. Sunday, doing a Take It Personal improv show. Up in the DC. What?
I'm gonna see if I can get you on the radio with someone this week.
Okay.
You gotta be on the radio.
What about that guy, Geronimo?
On Geronimo, you want to do? He was fired, unfortunately.
Am I in focus? Because I don't want to hear Emilio's yelling at me.
You're actually the most in focus you've been on this for a long time.
Okay. Hopefully it works out.
No, Emilio, I don't know what Emilio said to you, but whatever he said, I support, because we'll do our show and you'll look like shit, miss. And then Sife will put up a random come see me at the improv. And it looks like it was on fucking Showtime pay-per-view.
Listen, man, I'm not a cameraman. I focus this camera and I can't see if this is focused or not. I got bad eyes.
Shit looks pretty crispy.
It was crisp. Can you see that monster back there?
Monster Energy?
Yeah.
What do you mean? There's no Monster Energy. Just show your tattoo. Lift your sleeve up.
I don't have the tat.
Look, it's right there. It's already there. You didn't even realize it. The bug's already there.
Oh, right. Okay. I see.
God, you're an idiot. Sitting right there. My bad. Shouts to Monster Energy. Sife feels a zing of pain if the Monster logo is too far. Love Monster Energy, by the way. When is our thing coming out from Monster Energy? I think soon. They put up a post about it.
This is the trouble with Monster Energy.
No, I swear to God, that was my first. They tagged us in a post.
Yeah,
that was I've been now working with Monster for over a year. That was my first tag I've ever gotten. So look for our conversation though. With
a lot of hip hop this week, man.
But listen, you tried your best to avoid it. You know.
Oh no, I've been avoiding it.
I joked to Natalie, I think, I don't remember who I joked to. Maybe it was Laura. I don't remember. It's all a blur. Yeah. I said that Seif would have been at Yankee Stadium if Bert Kreischer had been part of the Hip Hop 50 celebration.
No, I figured out what it was. I have a problem. I got mental issues, bro.
Oh, you're just coming to this now?
I'm really having trouble to being at something if I'm not involved with actually doing something at the thing. I can't just sit there and fucking watch.
I'm so glad.
It bugs me.
Seif, I'm so glad you brought it up. This is perfect. This is what I've been waiting for all week. You ready?
Yeah.
I'm going to show you a video. I'm not even going to I will tell you the version of what happened, but it'll take me 5 seconds.
Yeah.
I'm going to show you a video clip.
Okay.
Which will explain to you how I ended up being involved with the Hip Hop 50 concert. Because you heard me mention last week that I was basically like not having it.
Yeah.
And I was like not, you know.
So you came out on stage. Shouted out dead rappers.
I did. I introduced three acts. We did the last three hosting jobs. We did Wayne, Cube, yep, and Snoop Dogg.
I thought Run DMC was last.
After us, they didn't do any more hosts. Like it was like
I see.
And then Run DMC came out.
Got it.
I'm gonna show you, and this is how you feel too. So you just volunteered. You just volunteered being like me.
Okay.
By the way, I do want it to be noted because I don't know if you know this. And you're not a mind reader. Just so you know, my initial pitch to be involved with this was with you. I was pitching for 1EP to do something.
Thank you.
According to Ebro, you'll take it for what you will. He had said that he told Peter it should be us. I actually believe him though, because Ebro doesn't really like going on stage. He's awkward about it. He doesn't like look forward to being on stage that much. He thought you and I would be appropriate. However it ended though, they ended up using TT for some stuff and they used us for some stuff.
Was there other radio people there?
I mean, Chuck and Marley. No, but not
from
like,
another station, like not no. from Power.
No, only some BLS people and us.
Okay.
But anyways, so Seif has now expressed how he feels.
I told you that shit down.
I told you guys last week how I felt about wanting to be involved. And then what I'm about to show you right here is essentially what happened. Here we go. I'm going to share the screen with you. I'm very excited. If you see the scene, it is from one of my favorite movies, Beyond the Mat. And I would like to express that this scene that I'm about to show you.
What is this? I thought you showed something from the concert.
No, this is going to sum up what happened, how I ended up on the show. This scene is beautiful. It is funny. It is sad. It, like when you watch in the context of the movie, it's funny, it's sad, it's touching, it's everything. But in this case, to me, it's just funny because this is essentially what I pulled. And now that I hear what Seif says, I know how much he'll relate to this. I present to you a man named Dennis Stamp from the documentary Beyond the Mat.
Dennis Stamp had over 800 matches, none of them main events. Now an exterminator, he was the self-proclaimed king of the cockroaches.
Are you coming to the show Thursday night?
No, I won't be.
Why not?
I'm not booked, for one thing. And what really bothers me is Dory Funk Jr. I have nothing against the man he's wrestling, but I could swear to you, I could guarantee to you that no one could have a better match with Dory than I would have. So that part hurts. But I really wanted to be on as a referee, but the people who make the decision, whoever that would be.
Peter Bittenbender in this case.
Didn't offer me any position, so I'm not booked. I won't be here. I don't do any tricks, but I just jump. I stay fit. I watch what I eat.
Now he's going to run into Terry Funk, who's the wrestler whose event this is. Okay? It was the retirement of Terry Funk, and he's going to run into his old friend Terry Funk.
I'm not going to be here, but...
Why aren't you?
Because I'm not booked.
You're not going to be here. Why aren't you going to be here? Please be here.
I'm not going to be here, Terry, because I'm not booked. That's an old rule. That's an old rule I've had for a long time. Because I'm not involved.
We need that as a drop, Billy Jim, because I'm not involved. I need that.
Please come, all right? I already have other arrangements,
I swear to God, I did the same thing. I had other arrangements. My family was coming to town. I did. I had other things I had to do.
Take it personally, because I used to be in the dressing room and I used to see the old guys. And that's where I am now. I used to see the old guys that came in the dressing room that come around and they looked like old dogs just hoping somebody would recognize them. Here, Spot.
We want you to come and see us.
I really have to be involved and I'm not.
I want you to be there.
you know. And I did, ask you in April if I could riff.
Sif, I swear to God, I did ask months early, like this.
Some matches on the card, which would have been
tonight,
which would have been. But I'm not on the card. I'm not booked.
Referee me and Brett.
I already have other arrangements made.
Won't you referee me and Brett?
I'm just. I guess. Okay. So what happened?
I'm
about
900 miles.
I guess it was just so far down. I guess you just didn't hear me or something when I asked you before.
I don't.
Or didn't think about it.
I didn't even know about it. But I want you to. I want you to.
I appreciate that.
Okay. I want you. Okay. Will you please do it?
Appreciate that.
It's my last match. It's my last match. Tell me if you can, because I would love it.
Okay. I appreciate that, Terry.
Here you go.
I appreciate that.
This sums it up. Watch. Terry almost trips. Here you go. Oh, one thing.
Were you serious?
No, I'm serious.
Okay, it's cost me $134 to change my ticket. Will I make that much?
Well, I was going
to
pay you.
Close.
I was going to pay you 50.
I'll get half of it back, right?
I was going to pay you 50.
You mean you're going to double pay me? My wife says, do you really want to do it? I almost broke down and said, it's the main event. It's the main event. You think I'm not going to be in the main event?
Thank you, man.
I'd rather be in the main event than breathe.
You already said? He said, I'd rather be in the main event than breathe.
What? What is that? What is that from?
It's a great, great documentary called Beyond the Mat. It's like four different wrestling stories. It's Jake the Snake. It's Mick Foley. And one of the stories is Terry Funk. And that's just it's a little side story. I swear to God, that's what I said to Pete. I was like,
He do it?
He did. He referees the main event.
Oh, he referees. Okay.
I had been talking to Mass Appeal and I just didn't hear anything. So I made other plans. I was like, whatever. I'm not working. I feel like I should be there. I'm not working. You guys heard the show last week. I wasn't even mad. I was just saying it is what it is. I was annoyed, I guess, but I wasn't mad. And then, I heard back just like the Terry Funk conversation. Like, wait, you're not going to be there? I was like, I said, I can't go. You're not using me.
I'm not booked. I love that. You know, I'm not booked.
So then I was like, they were like, no, you're gonna host. And I was like, I'm gonna host. Oh, well then I guess my plans aren't that concrete then. So that's what ended up happening, and it ended up being like a morning show thing. And so I went to the show. It was a fantastic show. Did you get a chance to watch any of the?
Nah, I'm not booked.
So you never said that before, though. Was that part of it? Was that you're not? Well, you clearly seemed slightly Hip Hop 50 disinterested, but you didn't specify why. Like, if it was about that, you thought it was stupid, or as simple as I'm not booked, which I relate to.
As everything was happening in the last week, and especially in the last 2 days, I boiled it down in my own mind that I wasn't involved in anything. I wasn't booked.
You were
booked, and like I did an event for my radio station at Billy's bar across the street from the stadium.
Wait, Billy has a bar?
Not that Billy. Oh. So it was like a radio event. It was literally whatever. DJ Scratch was DJing.
Okay.
Some people were there. I will say this: a couple people that did come up to me. For a station where I feel no love in the streets, because I don't go to the streets. I realize this. I don't go to the streets, so I never feel love in the streets.
Right.
I was getting some love in there that day. People were coming up to me telling me my bits. Like, yo, I love This Is News. I love This Is News. And I was like, oh, great. And I
was people. That did feel good.
That felt good, but it was like some, you know, a little bit older.
That's what the station's aimed at.
A little bit older. And whatever. So then they had a suite. They had tickets to a suite. And I was like, first of all, I was in a suite recently with Chappelle. What, Mr. Name Dropper? I was in a suite recently with Chappelle when we were watching Drake.
There's a repeat name drop.
Yeah, but even Drake on stage by himself. In my mind, I'm like, why am I watching this? I'm not doing anything. I could be out doing something. And mind you, me and Chappelle had a show later that night. This was something before the show.
Have you ever thought that maybe you're just a fucking psycho?
Sad?
I didn't say sad. You said that.
No, I'm saying psycho. Sad, not psycho. I'm sad.
Like, but like, why on a night when you know you're already gigging, you can't go to something first just to sit back and enjoy yourself?
Bro, I'm watching Drake's show and I'm like, oh, okay. So let me just, so Yankee Stadium, they had, should I go in the suite?
You want me to answer in retrospect? Because the answer is yes.
2 to 6. I was there from 2 o'clock. What time was that concert over?
Well, you wouldn't have stayed for the whole thing. That's for sure. But if your thing ended at 6, you would have been in the suite properly, like 6:30, right? 6:45.
Okay. Yeah.
You could have stayed till, wait, do you have gigs that night?
Nope.
If you didn't have gigs, you could have had a great time and still rolled out like 10:30.
What was great about it? Go ahead. Break down the concert. Break it down.
You were still telling your situation about how you.
No, the lineup bothered me in the way that it's so mishmash. Everybody's doing what? How many songs? Who did the longest amount of songs? Nas?
So now if you're asking, I'll answer it. Cause I did have the same thought leading up to it, especially when I wasn't booked.
People getting to do 3 songs.
So that did happen. So like early on, there's definitely that. Here, I'll pull it up. We'll watch a little bit here. Early on, there's definitely plenty of people playing for a very short amount of time. I believe, for example, EPMD was booked, unlike us, EPMD was booked for like 2 songs.
I asked Scratch about that. Go, you DJing for EPMD? And he goes, no, they're only doing 2 songs.
They did 2 songs. And but there's a lot of little things that were... It ended up being awesome.
Yeah.
But it ended up being awesome because of things that were sort of like unpredictable. Like EPMD only did 2 songs, but then fucking Snoop brought them back out.
And did what?
Bro, he said, because it's 187 on a motherfucking cop. And then I went, I shot the sheriff and shit. EPMD came out.
Wow.
Exactly. Yeah. There were some of those, bro. There were a few of those that I was like, wow, I don't know who thought to do it this way, but it was well done. So early to your, I'll pull it up here, but early to your point that you're making, there was definitely some mishmashery. Now had Syph and I been booked, this initial shot that you're looking at is when we would have been on. We would have come out here for this. Okay, let me get you the sound here.
Who's this?
Okay. Battlecat.
Battlecat. Okay.
Battlecat.
What time is this? 6:30.
Hurricane. This is probably earlier. This might be earlier. This might be 5 o'clock, something like that.
Was there people in there?
Look.
No, they're DJing for the stream.
There's almost nobody there. So very, very early.
Bro, all Manny Fresh.
Manny Fresh out there DJing for Nobody's Crazy, by the way.
Yeah, they're DJing for the stream.
DJing for the stream and just to be there. Cause I saw Battlecat and Manny all night. They were there all night. Like that was one of the things that made it great is people just stayed. They just wanted to be like,
how that was backstage.
Yeah.
Was backstage crazy?
Backstage. We were backstage for maybe an hour and change. And then we went out for Ghostface. And then once we went out for Ghostface, we never went backstage again. Because then we had to introduce acts and we stood on the stage after that. Here's Marley.
New York City, what the fuck is the deal, y'all?
By the way, the fucking Marley Marl shirt that he's wearing, the Queensbridge houses, is fucking awesome.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now one of the oldest looking people in all of old school hip hop is on stage. Is that wrong?
Oh, Shan made it out. Didn't Shan have beef with Nas? Who's out there at this time?
It is Marley, Shan, Craig.
No, 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 no. I'm talking about in the crowd.
That's it.
Oh.
It's Marley, Shan, and Craig G. It's early. Yeah, these cats are on early. There's no doubt.
Okay, hold on.
Hey, listen.
Like, Shan not coming out with Nas doesn't make sense. The official
MC Shan. Or you'd want him to come out and do some bridge.
Oh, there's so many ways I would have did this. differently.
But let me get to the really good stuff. So yeah. your concerns about the mishmashery of the early part of the day, I think ended up being, like if you felt that way, you'd still probably feel that way. Like, wait, what was going on? Why were they so early? Why was it so fast? Ralph, Uncle Ralph came out.
Okay. Curtis Blow.
Uncle Ralph, Curtis Blow.
Curtis Blow got 10 people on stage. Who's this?
That's Curtis Blow. How would you describe Curtis Blow's look right now? His hat, by the way, Ayo, his hat just says Blow on it. Curtis's hat just says Blow, which is wild. There's Grandmaster Caz. So this is the treacherous
Cold Crush.
I mean, Cold Crush. This is Cold Crush, I mean.
No soul in twins with four shoes, baby. No swag in your dad, getting more honey. No problem, so where the hell is more money? The more I make, the gov take more from me.
What about the old? What about the
what
old?
Is this, old what is this?
These rhyme times are crazy. Y'all dudes is not lyrical.
Listen, Scythe. End your judgment here for a second. You know why? But this explains why this was early, because it looks kind of crazy. Like, if you're just being honest, this looks a little, it looks a little crazy. But you want to have these, you want to have the legends on the show. They should absolutely be part of the show.
Yeah, but not this. This is, I think it's too early. It's bring them out with a DJ and let them do one song.
Or let them just get introduced and get applause and get love.
Yeah, have a song. Why rhyming over Otis? Like, why?
I like the cats. I like having 55-year-old male dancers is my thing.
Nah, these guys are the guys in the back. Yeah, these guys are 60 years old. I'm not knocking it.
No, I like that they're there. That's what you're saying. You can't be on fifth early.
Yo, that shit looks empty, bro.
Yeah, still early. All right, so. By the way, we have not talked about the fact that Melly Mel is in the middle of a beef with Eminem.
Why?
I'm not going to say who, but I talked to someone who talked to him that day. And someone went up, and if you guys haven't heard the Melly Mel diss record, it's interesting.
It's terrible.
Okay, it's a fair word choice. So someone we know went up to him, was like, Mel, what are you doing? Like, what's up with the Eminem thing? And he was like, man, this is a quote from a reliable source. He was like, man, you know, as soon as he gets the chance, he's just gonna leave hip hop. I was like, what do you mean?
What? He's been here for 25 years.
He's practically your age.
Well, Eminem record came out, had to be 97. No, I'm talking about the vinyl that I have, the Marshall Mathers EP.
Oh, the EP, which was after Infinite.
96.
Yeah, Infinite's 95, 96.
96, 2006. 2016, 2023. He's going on 30, bro. He's all right. He's good.
Infinite came out on November 12th, 96. He's been in for 27 years, bro.
I think he's here for a while. You act like he just signed somebody and did a deal with Dr. Dre. Like, I think he's in. I think he's in.
Yeah, he's not going to pull an Everlast. It's here. So, anyways. All right, so let's keep going. Melly sounds all right here. Okay. Here we go.
Hey, it's Long Island in the house.
Not yet. Not yet. Who's this? Not yet. No, they're not in the building yet.
Look, there are people in the house. There's some people in the house.
Yeah, there's people in the house now.
What do you think that is? 20,000? There's 20,000.
What does Yankee Stadium hold?
Like 50?
50, really?
45?
It's big.
There we go. Keep
I can't believe the rappers in the back talking shit about Sugar Hill Gang. Get off the floor. I'm going to bring you here. I'm going to bring you there.
I'm going to move you out of this house. Yo, I like that they have people up there together.
Yo, did Kaz do Yo, was that Kaz still up there?
Yo, I saw Melly up there. So Kaz did, what's his name's verse? Because it's his verse. Oh, so they brought the Sugar Hill Gang out.
So Melly's Draw a White Line. Yo, I'm getting tired looking at Melly's hands right now. I'm not gonna lie, I'm not mad at this. Maybe I'll take Melly's side in the beef. Just in case you're wondering, if you were one of the people who got there earlier, if you were like, I'm going to be the first one in, you're like, I'm so hip hop, I'm going to be the first one in. You're an hour and 48 minutes into 8 hours of a concert right now. There you go. All right, here we go.
The New York City, get it in there. Somebody say ho!
There's enough crowd there to feel something here. By the time we get to Rapper's Delight, there's enough. That's Wonder Mike. Who is Wonder Mike? Where is he? Is he the guy in front who's not really rapping?
Oh no, one of them. I'm not trying to be disrespectful, man, but
I don't know one of them. That's not right. Yo, Melly had to take his whole shirt off now to show that he looks 17. Look at Melly. Look at Melly Melb, dude.
That's my guy. Master G. He was on Hip Hop Treasures. That's my guy. Oh, he lives in D.C. He got to come to my comedy show this weekend. Oh, guys. Hey, pause this for a second. D.C. Improv, 17th through the 20th. Come through. All my D.C., all my DMV people.
By the way, that's this weekend. If you're listening to the show, that's this weekend.
That's right.
Yeah, what? I want you to take him back to Harlem Ball.
What's going on? Why are we talking just the whole episode?
Sorry.
What are we doing? We just watching old school rappers? No.
Drama.
I love y'all.
Why is Lupe on?
Chicago. Nonsense, who want to get with this glamour? I can whip their ass like they did in Alabama. That's what we do. Take them to the coast. I'm going to swim that shit and jump off the boat and let you know how I come down. This is how the rap sun sound. Let me know you New York City come round. Shout out to my people, yo. This is how I feel.
Sife, Common stayed all night. He was so Natalie had a photo pass and she was out in the they didn't have a pit. They had like some small pit, but then they had a bigger photo area behind the first like section. There was like a little riser for camera people. Common just stayed on the riser for fucking 5 hours watching the show.
He was booked.
No, he was booked. He was booked. But he wanted to stay. I'm not comparing him to you, but I'm saying he wanted to stay after he was booked.
Bro, if I would have introduced one act.
You would have been there all night.
I would have been there all night. One act. I can't introduce one act. I haven't contributed enough to hip hop.
That's how I understand. It was just you know what you didn't do though? You didn't pull the Jewish guilt move that I did.
No, you know what I needed? I needed a little Kim to hit me up. I needed Kim to be like, yo, come with me. That would have been great.
Kim stayed all night too. Here we go.
What's up, New York?
It could have been you. What if they asked you to just hold the flag?
I would have did it.
You would have been the flag holder?
Hell yeah.
Now, what you want to do? callers, shot callers.
What?
This is like the first act of Nighttime. The women.
Wanna bumble with the bee, huh?
Yes. Dressed in all black like the Omen. Have your friends sing it. Any moment to make your niggas feel good.
That's good.
I'll put my shit to the legs on the wrist. If it's murder.
Well, now, come on.
No, you want to feel the cool.
There were moments like this throughout where they were like feeling the crowd rapping it along so much. Oh, they're perfect. They're Charlemagne.
Charlemagne. Charlemagne.
No, by the way, yo, so TT got on stage to host Syfe and she pulled a classic old Rosenberg move. My move that I used to always pull. You know, all of a sudden she gets on stage. TT normally talks like a normal person. I swear to God, she may curse every word. I don't know if she says a word without cursing. I'm going to give you a second. Let's hear if I'm right. Hold on.
All the gangsters right over here from motherfucking High Bridge heard you loud and clear. Brooklyn, 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 Brooklyn. Queens, we can't forget about Queens, you and this motherfucker. Love that. All right, y'all ready?
Yeah, that's not even the good one. There's so much cursing. All right. So then here's my favorite set. No. Here's T.I. first. I didn't see T.I. This set right here, though, Syfe. I don't know who this. Oh, that. No, that's T.I. brought out Mobb Deep.
T.I. brought out Mobb Deep?
No, Cam did. Cam brought out Havoc. Okay. Cam brought out Havoc. But this set here.
He just did that on his own?
Who?
Ghost. He came out to Special Delivery?
He did two, it was his second song. Oh. Came out fucking this. Beautiful.
Outfit is fire. That sweatsuit is fire.
Inside, peep the hat.
What? Tilted?
No, do you see what it is?
What? No, I can't see.
It's a fucking Red Sox hat. Yeah, he did it. So basically, Scram did the set for him, Syfe, and it was one of my favorite Ghost sets or Woo sets I've ever seen. They would rap on the original beats of stuff for like 30 seconds, and then the changes were all very interesting throughout the whole night. And they never fucked up their lyrics on top of the beat changes.
Yeah.
Fuck Scram, man. Yeah. And then second song. By the way, now it's like we're not talking about like 9 o'clock.
Now, who comes out with Ghost?
He may have just had a hype man until everyone else came out. So that's a hype man looks like.
Yeah. But then who came out?
Are you? Now you got Matt. You got Neck.
Already days I sit back and count ways on how to get rich. So improve as my bitch. Middle of late nights, deal with my air life.
Babe, what did meth come out to?
I'm not a total idiot. It's just it's so hard because the show's so long. This is a 410. Let's go back to 407.
W's up. Let's go.
Oh, so after Special Delivery.
Deck. Oh. Spider-Man.
Which Spider-Man? That got kind of like yoked up a little bit.
Huh?
That got a little yoked up.
Yoked, you mean somebody grabbed him?
No. Meaning like he got in good shape.
He just came out.
Yep.
Yeah. But I do. What?
Look for eight.
Make me I'm not seeing no Raekwon.
No, and you're not going to. Now a little. Now they hit a little.
Rest in peace, ODB, Wu Tang.
Little rest in peace, ODB. Into.
Come on, bro.
Hold on, we all family.
Cheers.
Hip hop, sing along.
You know this.
Whoa. Now I'm in now.
Okay. Like you're
all your worries.
Happy birthday, hip hop.
Like you're gonna love this.
Happy birthday, hip hop.
We family, let's go.
Check it out, yo.
This part.
Sometimes we wanna go.
Hard.
Yep. What else?
Crowd, bro. Look at that crowd.
That's right here, baby.
What was the point of that?
Break it down.
Just in it, he said he was just having fun with piano shit, and he just used it as like a bridge.
Green, get the money. Cash rules everything around. Green, get the money. 22
long,
still struggling.
Whoa.
Survival got me
bugging.
I'm alive
on arrival.
Keep the shape
of
the street. Stay awake
to
the ways that
I'm working.
But no Raekwon.
No Raekwon.
You're asking me questions that I don't know.
He wasn't booked.
I guess that's true. So ice cream. You like ice cream? Oh, this was hard. They gave Cap an intro. Cap got an intro.
The girl on the shake ground like thunder. I'll tick to your deficit step. Give me your number.
They gave Cap a little moment.
Catch my eyes like eyes. I want your body surprise. Double down some time. Ice cream. You got me falling out like a pimple.
Where do these rappers buy these clothes? Where do they buy these clothes?
The double bubble jacket? My guess is that's a NASCAR jacket, maybe?
Maybe. No, but like Natalie's an old one, maybe like a classic?
Natalie's direct quote when she saw that jacket was, I used to see jackets like that at the Coliseum.
Yeah, that's a Coliseum. That's a great.
By the way, we don't mean the Coliseum in Athens. Just so everyone's clear. Dante,
no, Rome. Rome.
Is that where it is? Rome?
Yeah.
What's in Athens?
I don't know.
Are there two Colosseums?
No.
Where's the Olympic Stadium is in Athens?
Maybe there's something in Athens, but I know the Colosseum's in Rome.
All right, here we go.
He had a long set.
Yeah, they did. Nice. Did the whole freaking you.
Sing that shit, come on.
Into there, he closed with that.
No, bring the pain or
no, bring the pain. Kid Capri on the set, y'all.
Now, how long did Kid Capri do?
15. I've been loving this song more and more again. I hadn't thought about it for years. Nobody can rap quite like I can. My favorite Kid Capri moment I had this weekend, though, was not at Hip Hop 50, though I saw him and it was great to run into him.
It was the video thing?
At Apple. Oh. Ebro had an Apple party. And I don't mean a party like about apples. Just a, they did some sort of live event and they had a party next door. And I went to Barclays Center for 50 and Busta. And then after that, I went to Ebro's party, and their DJ lineup was Vashti, I think, opened. And then it was like Camilo, and the main event was Clark, Clark and Kid Capri were last. I'm skipping one other really good DJ there in the middle too. But the best thing about the night was it ended up just being a DJ. There were just so many DJs there. It was just so many of our people of having a good time. And the music was no attempt. There was no attempt to it for it to be a young party. Like it just, it was for, yeah. It was. And when Capri got on, bro.
How do you get invited to things like that?
Well, honestly, because I talked.
I'm a DJ. No, not you personally, but who was there? How did they get invited to that?
You mean the people who were guests?
People attending, yeah. How did they get invited to things like that?
It would have been either Ebro or Carly or someone else from Apple.
How many people were there?
Yeah, well, that's a good question.
400? 1,000?
No. Was it Marquee? It wasn't that many people. A few hundred.
All right, Marquee.
A few hundred. Your friend Dominican Drew didn't tell you about it? What about DJ Juanito? Dominican Drew didn't go because he's on paternity leave. Even though his child is coming in, I believe, September. So I said to him, why don't you go to the party? And he was like, I got to be there for her. And I was like, in my mind, I thought, I don't talk to you enough anymore, Drew, to say what I want to say at this moment. For the record, like I said, I'm always in the same place you are. This is just because this is the first Apple Ebro thing I think I've ever been to. But I talked to him every day. So he was like, do you guys want to go? And we were like, sure. But that doesn't answer how was Scram there and Static and Nems and all the hip hop people. Why were they there? Is what you're saying.
Not why were they there? How do they get invited?
How were they there?
Yeah.
Versus the
they're
idea.
They're hot right now. They're hot, I guess. I mean, I got a fucking hip hop TV show. Maybe if it was invited after the show debuted, maybe if they did the invites, I don't know. I'm being serious. I don't know.
No, well, I don't know how.
I'm not on any list. I'm not on a list. I'm not a.
Why weren't
either? Maybe I did it to myself.
Why weren't either of us or Laura invited to the fucking Jay-Z museum opening?
I was invited to that.
You were?
Yeah.
Why wasn't I invited to that?
I don't know. Why you weren't? I was invited to that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Do you see?
Yeah.
You were invited to that.
But I'm Rock Nation, though. I'm on.
What list you're on?
I'm literally still considered. If you look at the Rock Nation roster, you go to the website, you go to artists or whatever, I'm still on there.
So
they go through that list and invite everybody on that list.
So you don't give yourself credit for that because you're supposed to be.
The person who called me to get my mailing address to send me the invite to the Brooklyn, the Jay-Z thing, had no idea who I was. She's an assistant to an assistant so far removed that of knowing who I am. And she was like, I need to speak to DJ Cypher. We're wondering to get your mailing address to send you something. And I was like, oh, okay.
But it makes you feel any better. They did that with other people too, obviously, because I know lots of people who went to that event.
Yeah, but that's...
I was not among them. I don't know. I mean, at the same time, can I be honest? You don't really seem to, even though you're now working at the block, you don't seem to really want to go to hip hop stuff. That's how
it's... Do they know that?
I don't know, but does that...
This is why I don't want to go. This is the reason why I don't want to go. This is the reason. Do they know? Okay, so they're WANEP fans. They're hardcore WANEP fans.
No.
Right? They listen to WANEP and they go, Syph, if they're WANEP fans and they go, I'm not going to invite Syph because he's not going to want to go, I'd go, bravo. Bravo. You got it. You figured it out. You're right not to invite me if you're a WANEP fan and you think I don't want to go. But they're not. So why am I not invited? Kweli asked me like 2 months ago to DJ for him at this KRS-One thing. It's going to be on the block of 1520 Sedgwick Avenue.
Okay.
Block party.
Yeah, sure.
Great. I would love to do that for you, Kweli. And he goes, KRS said, can you like, I forget how he worded it, but can you do something? And he goes, oh, what if I have Cypher Sounds DJ? And he said KRS was like, hell yeah. So that made me feel good.
I would hope it would.
That made me feel good. And we went up there, and it was, Squally goes on at 8. I try to get there at 6:30. It was a mega bazonka zoo. One lane of traffic, people double parked, no way to get in. Uber was crazy going all around trying to get under the Major Deegan. We had to walk over. I get over there. A lot of people stop at me, old school dudes, but it was a mega mess. Try to go on stage, just this 4 DJ setups. When I got there, I think Cold Crush was on. When we tried to make our way to the stage, I think Cold Crush was on, which is great. They were actually rocking. And then, so Quali asked me to DJ for him. I get his set together. I'm trying to get on stage, at least to plug in. There's a controller I want to use, but there's like a turntable set, a CDJ set, and a controller set. I want to get on the controller. So they're like, no one on stage. I said, hey, bro, can I just come on stage and start setting up? I'm DJing for Quali.
Okay.
Fine. I go on stage. Nobody's letting me on the set, whatever. And Havoc comes to the side of the stage.
I know him. He's in Mobb Deep.
Yeah. So Quali, they were telling Quali, wait at the bottom of the stage. Don't come up yet. Havoc pushes through disgustingly. Queensbridge goons with him.
Okay.
Havoc comes up to me and goes, yo, my DJ's stuck. Can you DJ for me real quick? I say, yeah, of course. It looks like he's about to go on before Quali. So he's like, I'm like, what you want? His boy's trying to give me a flash drive, trying to throw on a song, blah, blah, blah. Then Beanie Siegel was with them.
Oh, boy.
So Beanie's like, his man is like, yo, can you DJ for Beanie also? Yeah, no problem. He's like, he's just going to do it again. I said, okay. I go, Beans, I only have the one with the vocals. And he goes, it's okay. And I look at him, I go, you're going to need those anyway. Because, you know, his voice is fucked up. Bro, I go, you're going to need those vocals anyway. And he looked at me with the craziest Philly, like, I'm going to murder you look. And then just started dying laughing, bro. Dying laughing.
Like, that could have been your last
and
joke.
I said, Beans, look at you. Look at you. I said, if this was 10 years ago, you would have shot me on the spot. Bro, barreled over in laughter, yo. He couldn't take it. He was dying. I said, look at you all grown up. I punched him. So I was like, I got you, bro. I'm going to throw it on for you. Bro, out of nowhere, someone I never heard of starts performing. Like, somebody's man, somebody's cousin.
Still, even on a day like that.
Graf was like, yo, can you DJ for me? I'm like, Graf, Quali hasn't got on yet. How are you going to get on? What's happening?
How many people were out there for this?
Oh, my God. It was fucking packed.
5,000, 10,000.
Bro, up Cedric Ave. You know, because Cedric Ave is a skinny block because it's right next to the highway. I couldn't see to the end. It was fucking long, bro. Pause. So anyway, Karis, what? I guess he hasn't got on yet. He's looking around. So instead of everybody doing their sets, Karis is like, I'm going to get on, and then y'all just jump on my set. So they do South Bronx. They do Bridges Over. Red Alert's there. Red Alert does his part in Bridges Over. I'm still trying to hook up. So the guy who's with Double X Posse is on the controller, but he got a computer from 1999. He can't get the shit connected. He don't got the new Serato.
By the way, and you know what he said? The guy, you know what the guy said to Sife? He looked right at Sife and he was like, I'm not going to be able to.
So he's like, Sife, you got a flash drive, something. I'm trying to help him. The guy next to me, I think he's the sound man, but he's also DJing. And he keeps telling everybody, hold up. But I'm like, yo, let me plug into this controller so that went, because Karis, he's calling for people. Where's Quali? Where's that? Right? He's calling for people. This guy throws on Spark Madism, but the record's on 45.
No.
So it's like boom, 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 boom.
No.
So I run over, I put my hand over, hit the 33, and I pull it up. So he looks at me, he's like, with a thank you look. Then Mad Lion gets on. This guy, the sound man, plays Mad Lion song. Mad Lion screaming, pull up, pull up. So I just reach over 3 people and pull up the record. The guy looks over and he gives me a pound. He's like, thank you. Thank you. So then the guy, he goes, can I, the not going to be able to do it guy, he goes, can I plug in my hard drive to your computer and you get the song and set it up for me? I said, yes. You know why I said yes? Because then my laptop is plugged into the controller.
Right.
So I set it up, boom. He plays his song. He hit the wrong button. The shit just stopped. Like, he did like a verse. It was fire. He did a verse. So, mind you, the guy, I never told you this, the guy from Double X Posse, he used to be in the tunnel every Sunday, bro.
You mean the MC?
Yeah, I forgot his name. No disrespect.
I'm looking up right now.
Every Sunday he was in there, bro. Like, in the early days of my career, he was at every party I was ever at. He was at Speed. He was at the tunnel. He was at every club.
Now, I'm so annoyed. They're fucking... Even their Wikipedia page doesn't include their individual names.
That's crazy. How could it not? It has to.
Nah, baby.
Well, he looks bad, yuck. Anyway, so they do that song. Oh, NOG jumped on.
Wow.
Poor Righteous Teachers jumped on.
Hey, yo. This must have been a mess backstage.
It was a mess. There was no backstage. Backstage was the highway. So then the guy does like a verse, and then he hit. I know what he did. He hit the Q button.
Sugar Ray,
that's it. That's
Peter
my guy.
Peter Barnes and DJ BK.
Yeah, Sugar Ray, that's my guy.
Okay.
But yo, forever he was around. So the song stops. So that's it. He rhymed a little more a cappella. It's over, bro. So I just start scratching Quali shit. Right? So Quali jumps up. Quali perform. I jump on the mic right away. I'm like, yo, this is Cypher. I'm booked. I got to say my name. I'm booked. Hey, yo, this is Cypher Sounds. We about to do this up, something, Talib Kweli. Well, he goes on. KRS-One looks back at me. He's like, yeah. Bro, I try to get on one more song, but the police were wrapping it up. Everything was, it was a mess. So I'm going to leave with Kweli. Kweli has to go to the airport to go to London. I'm like, maybe he'll, like, I could jump in his car and get, like, 10 blocks away from this so I could call an Uber. So, whatever. I disconnect. I jump out. Fuck Havoc. Fuck Beanie. No disrespect. It was over anyway. It was shutting down. Oh, mind you, the Bronx Borough president gets on, starts screaming, this where hip-hop started.
The worst part of all of this is when
all the politicians were in it.
The politicians part is brutal.
So, whatever. We had a great time. So, Kweli's going to leave. Security goes, you can't go out this way. Big Puerto Rican dude. Can't go out this way. Kweli's like, bro, we're leaving. I'm not trying to get anyone in. We're leaving. You got to go on the other side. I said, bro, this is the way we came up. This is the way we're going to leave. All my people is literally standing at the bottom of the steps. Can't go this way. I told y'all can't fucking go this way. So I'm screaming. Kweli ain't no punk, bro. I seen Kweli get down. So Kweli goes, yo, my man, let me leave. He goes, I'm making your life easier. I'm getting off the stage. Let me leave. So then I'm like, I'm holding my laptop.
Nah.
You know what I mean? So I'm like, let me put my laptop in my bag because I'm about to fucking swing this bag at this guy. He goes, let me leave. So he takes the gate and just fucking pushes him and slides him over and goes down the steps. So I'm standing there. So I start going down the steps and he's coming at me. I said, this guy's about to try to push me down the stairs. So I like had to go down the stairs like kind of backwards watching him. And he fucking so big, he was slow. He missed us. So we get out. The show's about to end. So there's about to be 10,000 people trying to get Ubers.
What time of day are we talking about?
This is at 9:15.
At night?
Yeah.
Saturday night.
The thing's been going on since 1 o'clock in the day.
Oh, boy. Okay. A lot of nutcrackers been sold.
So I'm just... trying to run. So Kweli, I'm like, his man from out of his podcast, engineer, whatever, is driving him to the airport. I'm like, yo, you got room for me? He goes, I don't know. Well, I woke up, he's got a Mini Cooper with mad equipment in the back. Like, fuck. So I have to walk into the abyss of the Bronx.
No.
I have to walk into the abyss of the Bronx. I'm hitting an Uber. The Uber calls me. He's like, where are you? I go, I'm not at the address I put. That's just the last address I know. I'm over here by the precinct, by the Major Deegan. He goes, oh, I'm on the Major Deegan. I'll get off right there. Comes off the highway, scoops me right there. I said, bro, you saved my life. As I get in the Uber, I can see all the people come. Oh my God. It was so hip hop, bro.
I so relate to that experience. And I need to tell you more about my experience, more of the details of the Hip Hop 50 situation, plus my Uber ride from hell, plus Sife's TV show, Hip Hop Treasures, has premiered.
Bro.
So we should, there's a lot for us to do on Patreon.
What we didn't even talk about. Yo, Doo-Wop just hit me. Good job, Sife. It's a picture of him with his feet up on his ottoman watching the show.
Look at you. How you feel? How you feel?
Feels great.
You take it in? Are you
Did you watch the show?
No. I don't have A&E. Will it be on the app? Like, I can't get it.
I don't know.
I couldn't watch my own show. By the way, if you feel bad, just be clear. I didn't watch my own shows on A&E because I couldn't get A&E.
I know I don't have A&E because I don't have cable. Bro, just we got to go. Let me just tell you one thing. What's Laugh you? Mob Laugh Tracks.
Yeah.
I got edited the fuck out of that show. I'm not even on it. I'm not even on it. I'm not even on Laugh Tracks. All I do is say comedians' names.
Yeah, you're there for a second.
Bro, this fucking show for 1 hour last night, I'm all over it.
But you're one of the hosts of the show.
No. I was the only host of Laugh Mob.
Yeah, but that show wasn't about the host. You guys are the drivers of the show.
Bro, the episode is all about Biggie, so I did all the Biggie stuff. The whole episode is me.
So was
I'm
this
tell y'all about it next time.
Was this probably your best episode out of the gate?
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, at least the most Sife heavy show.
But yes, also I'm with people I know. I'm with C's. I'm with Faith and CJ. It was the most familiar, but it was great. I'm not trying to toot my own horn. You know me, I hate everything I do. I was going to hang myself before the show came out.
But now it was actually pretty good.
Came out great, man. They did an excellent job.
I'm going to go. You know what I'm going to do? When I leave here, I'm going to go in the other room. And I'm going to pull up the A&E app on my TV and see if it offers it for free. Any chance?
I don't think it's free. You might have to throw a couple dollars.
Because sometimes with new shows, they'll give you that first episode for free.
Maybe.
So I'm going to try to do that.
Well, shout out to LL Cool J, Rock the Bells, A&E, Post Films. Thank y'all so much. Nobody's listening to this. They don't invite us to shit.
No, you're such an ass. Life is ebbs and flows. You get invited to other stuff that's great. You're a
What's
super
ebbs? Shit.
It's the other shit with the flows.
It's the bottom.
Ebbs and flows. Ebbs is bad and the flows is good.
Ebbs is everything bottom.
But what are ebbs? What are ebbs? Gradually lessen or reduce. So yeah, the ebbs is not good and the flows are good.
What is it again?
Someone Googled what is an ebb and what is a flow. Ebb and flow means to fluctuate between two states in a repeated way. In its literal form, the expression refers to the inward and outward movement of ocean tides. The ebb is when it goes in, I guess, the flow is in, the ebb is out. I don't know. Oh, here it is. The verb to flow describes the tide coming toward the land, while the verb to ebb describes the tide as it recedes back to the sea. So, I mean, sometimes in hip hop, you're ebbing. Meanwhile, in comedy, you're flowing. And who knows? Maybe the show blows up. Maybe it's a shame you guys ripped it off from BDOP, but listen, it is what it is. We'll get more into that on Patreon. We love you guys, and we hope you subscribe to Patreon because we have a lot to do this week. Patreon.com/JuanEppisLife. And go see Sife in DC at the DC Improv, 17th.
Please.
See that? And watch his show. God, all we do is fucking plug your shit. I don't have anything, but
do an event.
No, I stay home. All I do is stay home and nap. If I ever say I can't do something, he's got a nap. He's got a nap. You think I really don't do dick. All right, we'll see you guys on Patreon.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.